Allison, it's always a pleasure to call you in from the garden. And considering that we are celebrating the first week of summer, it may be time to harvest one of my favorites.
Garlic.
Yeah, I like garlic.
Yeah, it's a great plant.
I like to eat things that are seasoned with garlic, true, but I also like the way it grows in the garden. I like the way it looks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice one. It's time to start pulling it out of the ground, especially if you fall planted it, which a lot of people do around here. And summer solstice is about the time when the tops start yellowing and falling over. That's when you know it's time to start pulling it up.
So that's what you're looking for, is the tops and the droop.
Yeah, they just start dying back. And you lift it with a fork, you know, a garden fork. You don't need to really dig it and yank on it, but just lift it up, shake the soil loose, and let it dry in a well-ventilated, shady spot where it's going to let the soil dry off some more.
So are you suggesting that you have to be careful when you harvest garlic?
It's just a good idea to just carefully lift the bulb so that you still have the foliage, the flowering stalk in place, and you want all that to dry together. It's a good practice.
You mentioned the drying or curing. Is there a trick to that?
Not really. You know, it just needs a couple of weeks in some dry, well-ventilated, shady area.
So do you put it in your garage? Where do you put it?
I got a basement with a dehumidifier in there on some paper or screening material, and just you're really trying to get the soil and everything to dry and fall off and then let the outer skins cure a little bit.
And is there a good way or a recommended way to store the garlic? Obviously, a lot of people spend the time of braiding garlic. But
yeah.
Is there a recommendation on how to store? Just put it out on the counter?
Well, I mean, you can hang it in some mesh bags, or the idea is that it just needs to stay dry.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever braided garlic?
I have not braided it, but I've certainly seen a lot of it.
Yeah, it can be beautiful when it's braided. Is there a perennial that's catching your eye right now?
Oh my gosh, there's so much color in the garden right now. I've been looking at the Stokes aster, which is actually a native wildflower to the southeast. It's native to the piney woods, but it's really a good garden plant. And it comes in many colors, mainly blue and purple. There's white, pink, and even a yellow form. But there's this one that's called Honeysong Purple, and it's vivid dark purple with a reddish pink center, and it's got nice evergreen foliage, and I don't know, it blooms for like 4 to 6 weeks.
And where does it thrive?
Full sun. It needs well-drained soil, but it's really tolerant of heat and humidity. It'll rot if the soil is too wet, but it's deer resistant, rabbit resistant, and it's great nectar plant for butterflies.
Stokes aster.
Yeah.
Are you doing much vegetable gardening right now?
Yeah, a little bit. I have to admit, I just got my okra seeds in, and it'll be a late crop, but it's all worth it.
I learned that it's not a native plant.
No, it's from Africa. It was brought here in the 1600s, relative of the hibiscus, and it really loves the heat.
Loves the heat, a relative of the hibiscus.
Yeah,
I was surprised to learn that.
If you look at
the
flower, you'll see the similarity.
And it's one of your favorites?
It's great. It's a great plant to grow and watch, and it's good eating.
Allison Arnold is the founder of Allison Arnold Gardens and Landscapes. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.